The Australian government's confirmed that academic Kylie Moore Gilbert's been freed from prison in Iran. Iranian state media is reporting that Melbourne University lecturer had been released as part of a prisoner swap. A dual Australia-UK citizen, Dr. Moore Gilbert spent more than 2 years in prison in Iran on espionage charges, which she denies. Barbara Miller reports.
Just last night, the Free Kylie Moore Gilbert account tweeted 804 days and counting. How many more days will she be forced to endure? This morning, the account run by friends and colleagues of Dr. Moore Gilbert was active again. If this proves true, 2020 has made the mother of all comebacks, it said. This being a video released by Iranian television, which shows Ms. Moore Gilbert in a grey headscarf and wearing a mask appearing to be waiting at Tehran Airport. She's accompanied by two women and then taken to a minibus and driven off. Three men draped in Iranian flags are then shown being welcomed with chants and flowers. It's been more than 2 years since Dr. Moore Gilbert was arrested in Tehran after attending a conference. In a statement, the Minister for Foreign Affairs, Maurice Payne, has confirmed she's been released and will soon be reunited with her family. The statement says the release was achieved through diplomatic engagement with the Iranian government. It offers no details on the reported prisoner exchange. Washington Post journalist Jason Rezaian was jailed in 2014 in Iran in similar circumstances to Kylie Moore Gilbert and held for more than 500 days.
I'm extremely happy, overjoyed for Dr. Moore Gilbert and her family, but I, having gone through a very similar experience at the hands of the exact same people, I know that, there's a long road of recovery ahead of her.
From your experience, do you think she would be being informed about what was happening? I mean, she did look quite bewildered, didn't she?
She'd been in isolation for a very long period of time, even longer than I was. And I can tell you that after a year and a half of being held in the same facilities that she was, I had very little understanding of what was being done on my behalf in the outside world. And all I did have was access to Iranian state media, which portrayed me as a villain. In exactly the same way that they have portrayed her. So you're not exactly sure what to believe, and I've been rather critical of the Australian government for what I believed was neglect in this case. And I hope that that we find out that they've been working long and tirelessly for her release since her capture. But it's shocking to me that it's taken this long.
Iranian reports describe the three released prisoners as businessmen jailed for breaching U.S. sanctions. But there are reports in international media that at least two of them were jailed over terrorism offences in Thailand. Hadi Gaimi, executive director of the Center for Human Rights in Iran, spoke to RN Breakfast.
We do know that 7-8 years ago, there was a group of Iranian agents bent on carrying a terrorist activity in Thailand, and two of them got detained. A third one fled to Malaysia, and we never heard what happened to her. But the reason we believe that two of the people are those Iranian intelligence agencies, because one of them, as he was fleeing Thai police 7 years ago, the explosions in his possession blew up and he lost two legs. And the footage shown of people who return to Iran today does show a person being pushed on a wheelchair.
No details have been released about Kylie Moore Gilbert's return to Australia. In her statement, the Foreign Minister Maurice Payne said Dr. Moore Gilbert and her family have asked for privacy at this time.
Barbara Miller reporting.